Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market closed the week at record highs. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all hitting new closing and intraday records. It feels like the bulls are firmly in control.
They are, but you have to look under the hood. This was a classic case of the generals leading the charge while the soldiers lagged behind. On the surface, it looks great, but the market's breadth was actually negative. Decliners beat advancers 2-1 on the New York Stock Exchange. This rally was powered almost entirely by a handful of mega-cap names.
That's a huge divergence. So while the main S&P 500 was up 0.5%, the equal-weighted S&P was completely flat. And the small caps? The Russell 2000 was down almost a full percent.
Exactly. It tells you where the money is flowing. It's a very narrow leadership. And the leader of the leaders was Apple, up over 3%. Reports of strong international demand for the new iPhone 17 lineup are really fueling that stock.
And it wasn't just Apple, right? Who else was in that mega cap leadership group?
You had Oracle getting a boost, reversing early losses after positive comments on a potential TikTok deal. Alphabet and Tesla also put in strong days, lifting the communication and consumer discretionary sectors. It was a very top-heavy performance.
So what was the macro catalyst here? This feels like a continuation of the post-FOMC drift higher.
It is. We're still riding the tailwinds from the Fed. We even had Fed Governor Mirren come out saying he supports 5 rate cuts this year, and Minneapolis Fed President Kashkari talking about 2 more cuts in 2025. That's music to the market's ears, and it's keeping volatility, the VXX, extremely low.
Got it. So the market is pricing in a very accommodative Fed. Now let's talk earnings. We had some big reports moving individual stocks. What stood out?
FedEx was the big winner. A solid earnings beat, and they raised guidance. That's always a positive sign for the broader economy. On the flip side, homebuilder Lennar slipped after a revenue miss, which dragged down the entire home construction ETF.
Interesting. And I saw Scholastic took a huge hit, down about 12%.
Yes, and that's a canary in the coal mine for school spending. Management said that while schools are still spending, they're prioritizing only essential must-have purchases due to funding uncertainty. That's a tough backdrop for any company in the education space.
Okay, let's get tactical. With this strong but narrow leadership, what continuation plays are you watching? What's already working and looks set to keep working?
I'm focused on names showing relative strength and volume. First is Google. It's in a clear uptrend and benefiting from that mega cap momentum. The key level to watch is support around 255. If it can hold that, a push through the 256.70 resistance area could target 258 or even 259 in the next few days.
All right. Google is on the list. What else?
A name in the energy space, OKLO. It's showing very strong bullish momentum with high volume. For a swing trade, I'd look for an entry near the 134 support level. If the volume continues, it could easily test resistance at 136.50 and push towards 138.
So that's what's already running. How about anticipation setups? What's coiling and getting ready to break out?
For that, I'm looking at Synopsys, ticker SN Pages S. It's consolidating right below a key resistance level at 497. A strong push past that could be explosive. I'd look for an entry near the 490 support zone with a stop just below 486.
I see that setup. A classic consolidation before a potential leg higher. Any others you're watching?
Tesla. After a strong day, it's right up against resistance at 427. A decisive break could see a quick move to 430 and then 435. The entry for me would be on any pullback to the 425 level, which should now act as support.
Great. Some very clear levels to watch there. Looking ahead, what's on the calendar for next week that could move the market?
Monday is quiet, but then the data starts rolling in. We get flash PMIs on Tuesday, the third estimate of Q2 GDP on Thursday, and then the big one on Friday, the PCE price index. That's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, so all eyes will be on that report.
And a few key earnings reports too, right?
Yes, Micron and Costco report next week. Those will give us important reads on the state of the semiconductor industry and the consumer, respectively.
Perfect. So, final takeaway heading into the new week?
The trend is your friend, and right now the trend is with megacap tech. But you have to be tactical. That negative breath is a warning sign that this isn't a broad-based buy-everything rally. Stick with what's working, respect your stop losses, and be ready for that inflation data on Friday.
Stay with the generals, but know that the army isn't fully behind them. Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time.